Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the PTBN Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around. And today we are going to be talking about a time frame and looking at a video from a time frame that was a major game changer for the world of music. We are, of course, going into the early 1990s, where the music world was starting to really change. The heavy metal and the hard, hair bands of the 1980s were starting to kind of fade away. And something, and we were looking for something different. And that something came out of the Pacific Northwest, specifically the town of Seattle, which brings us to the video that we are going to be talking about today. One of the most iconic and influential songs and videos of that time frame. It is, of course, none other than Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. This, of course, was off their album Nevermind, released... This single was released on September 10th, 1991. One of the most iconic videos of all time, like I said, from one of the most influential bands of all time, especially for that early time, that early 90s time frame. So we are not going to waste any time here. So if you are synced along here, we are, of course, on the triple zeros as we are about to diverge back into the world of 1991. So we'll count us down here in 3, 2, 1, play. Of course, got the grungy gymnasium here. Ah, such iconic. Of course, we got the cheerleaders who look like they'd rather be anywhere else. Of course, the great Dave Grohl on drums before he had his breakout with the Foo Fighters. The janitor, I don't know what the thing was that he found here. So, of course, your typical... early 90s teens watching along. And of course, there he is, the legendary Kurt Cobain, gone way, way too soon. One can only imagine if he had lived longer, what Nirvana could have been as we continued on through the decade. But almost maybe it's, I don't know, I don't want to say better that he passed away when he did, because obviously you never want to see that, especially for someone so young as he is. So, of course, you got the great drum solo there. I always found it funny whenever people talk about this song. One of the kind of running gags here is that you cannot understand any of Kurt Cobain's lyrics here, because he's just seems like he's spouting out just random lyrics here. But it just follows along with what was at that time. So as I said, the early 90s were a very interesting time for the music business. Like I said, the hair metal and the hair bands of the late 80s were starting to kind of fade away a little bit, and we needed something different. And this, this music style, of course, would of course become to be known as grunge. Started out of the Pacific Northwest of Seattle with bands like Nirvana and Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, and so many other ones, kind of ushering in that new era of rock and roll that would really define kind of that early part of the 90s and even into the later half here. So, of course, you got the love the lighting scheme here. Now the teens are starting the mosh pit. They, of course, were on their bent on those bleachers. Now they are getting into the song. Now I just noticed the cheerleaders have the Anarchy A on the front of their shirts there. I never noticed that before. So getting into it. Dave Grohl rocking out on the drums. Like I said before, he would find his kind of second career, his career rebirth with the Foo Fighters later on in the decade after Nirvana sadly came to an end because of Kurt Cobain's death. Of course, got another great guitar solo here. Cobain rocking out here. The kids continuing to mosh pit. I can only imagine what the director was probably thinking if these, not knowing if these kids were going to get out of control during this this recording of the the recording of this video. Sorry, I apologize if I'm not, if it doesn't seem like I'm saying much. It's just, you know, such a great song that you just want to, you know, bop along to and you just want to listen to it. Because even the janitor's getting into it, you know, he's rocking back and forth. You know, he's probably, given the how old he looks, he's probably, you know, remembers the 80s music and it's gotten inspired by this new wave of rock music. Of course, I'm sure this will not be the last time we see Nirvana here on the jukebox. I'm sure somebody else will be covering them. Maybe myself, but we'll see down the line. Of course, you've got the Body Surfers. The mosh pit getting out of control. Really getting out of control here as Kurt brings the song to a close here. Even he's getting into... But it looks like that destroying his guitar as we come to a close here with a close-up, close-up shot of his face, almost kind of like the Joker there with that smile. Oh, and the poor nerd left behind, tied up to the flagpole. So good stuff again. So thank you all for joining me on this journey as we looked at one of the greatest videos of the early 1990s. And there will be plenty more to come, not just from that decade, but from other decades here on the PTB Video Jukebox. So be sure to check those out every single day. And, of course, again, make sure you check out everything else going on here, not just on the PTB and Pop Experience, but also on the PTB and Wrestling feed and the North South Connection feed, which also houses the Jenny Position. Lots of great stuff going on there. So for this edition of the PTB and Video Jukebox Song of the Day, I am Steve Rail. Thank you so much again for joining me, and we will see you next time.